You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie again. Industrial Dojo is what we're talking about. We're building that industrial leader big time. I think, well, gosh, we're on 14 of, about 20 points of building an industrial leader. And thank you very much for joining once again. I hope it's been beneficial. If anything, I will be publishing all of this just to get it out there so you don't have to continue to listen to my mug talk about this and drone on and on and on. But once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's get right into it. Leaders and leaders and more leaders. All right. Look at me just push these buttons. If you're looking out on that video, you're saying, oh my gosh, he's doing a lot of stuff out here. Oh my gosh. Nah, I'm just pushing a couple of buttons here and there. It makes it look like it's more impressive than it really is. All right. We've been talking about the industrial leader here. We've got a lot of points, and I think what we're on is 15 right now. So this is in a series going up to 20, and not wasting your time because that's what we're all about. I'm going to be talking about the sense of humor. You know what? This is a reality of our life. We take on more responsibility. We do bigger and better things. We start thinking more, big thinking stuff for whatever term, right? And anyway, nonetheless, we all of a sudden begin to forget how to laugh or how to smile or just how to have fun, right? And a little thing about me, if you know me, if you've ever come in contact with me, if you're ever at a conference and you see me, first off, you better come up and say hello. But secondly, you'll know that I'm somewhat of a clown. You can ask my kids, you can ask my wife. They sit there and just sort of roll their eyes, quite frankly, at me after I've been married over 30 years to that wonderful lady. And she does a great job at ignoring me because I am a clown. And some of the people that I do come in contact with, they know that I'm a prankster and I like having fun. But what happens is that, and I just sort of throw this out, is that because we climb that corporate ladder, we become bigger and smarter and all that good stuff. We forget to have fun. And I'll tell you right now, you can't be serious. Nothing is that serious that you can't just have fun and smile and enjoy just what you're doing. You get to work with great people. Maybe some of them are a little frustrating, but who cares, right? We're having fun. And so I just challenge you to really think through that. Have a sense of humor. Laugh. Smile. Have fun. And once again, if you don't, if you see me at a conference, whatever, you know, at a conference, come and talk to me. If not, I'll be hurt deep down inside of me because, well, I take it personally. Of course, that's not a real good industrial leader, but that's what I would do. So today's point is sense of humor. We better do it. We've got to have it because we're dealing with some important stuff. And if we don't make it light here and there, it'll just take us down. So laugh. Smile, have fun, and enjoy those the people that you're working with and in that project you're doing because it can be frustrating, but come on, let's smile. So we're going to do that today, right? We're going to have a good sense of humor, and we're also going to be the ability to lead teams. We're going through the review here. Ability to lead teams because we can and we should and we must, and we're going to have that desire to shoulder the burden. I mean, these are heavy things, so you better have that good sense of humor. Ability to be strong and clear in times of trouble? Absolutely. Steadfast dedication to those who depend on you. It's not about you, right? It's not about you. You can do this, but it's not about you. It's all about family, friends, employees, companies. That's what it's about. Dedication to them. Courage to ask for assistance. I don't have the answers. You don't have the answers. But it's out there. You just got to find it. Self-discipline, patience. I just want you to know that if you don't have the patience, you're not going to get back up. Patience, because you know you're doing something right. One more day. One more day. Get back up. One more day. You can do this. You can do this. Mental strength. Confidence in your own capabilities. You're learning. You're always growing. I've got to tell you, the internet is full of information, whether it's right or wrong. It doesn't really matter in a sense, because you know you're out there. The information is free. Free. You don't have to even, I mean, it's just there. So if I want to change out a disqualificator, if that was a true thing, boom, I could get on whatever platform saying how to change out a disc gratificator. I guarantee you there's somebody out there that said, oh, I want to do this. So, resistance to criticism, thick skin, come. Challenge me on that. I guarantee I have a thick skin. And we're genuinely interested in the well-being of people, most definitely. Purpose, get knocked down, get back up. Don't worry about those scuffed knees. We've got a positive outlook, right? Got a positive outlook. Things are great. You just got to fight that negativity. Get rid of get away from people who bring you down. And of course, correct thinking. You're not going to let the shadows of the past dictate your future. We all have, you know, challenges that and hurt things. So let's keep moving forward. We can. Keep positive, right? You can do this. This is what we're all about. We're doing big stuff in here in the industrial space. Let's be great leaders, and let's start changing the way we approach things. So, that's it. I'm talking on a Saturday. It is a beautiful day. I did open up the pool formally in our backyard, so it is officially summer. So, have a great day, and as always, you need to be safe. So, all of that's important, but be safe, really important. So, talk to you later. I will be tomorrow.